ओम शांति, ओम शांति। Baba gives a very special blessing to the new children. And what is that special blessing? What is the special blessing Baba gives to the new children? Yes, last so fast, so first, in Baba's language. Though you have come late, but you can go fast and come first. You are late, but you are not too late. The too late signboard hasn't been put up yet. Of course, the late signboard has been put up, because compared to the children who experienced Sakar Baba when Baba was in the corporeal form, their experiences are very special. Daddy Janki keeps on sharing that of our experiences with Brahma Baba. But then, after Brahma Baba became angelic, avyakt, attained his perfect form, the experiences of those children who were spiritually born after 69, they also had very special experiences, because Baba used to meet individually, bless individually, give drishti to individuals, give toli to everyone, and give a lot of time to each one. But then gradually, as Baba's children grew, expansion took place, centers opened all over the world, then Baba's method of meeting gradually changed. And now we have reached a time when it can be impossible for Baba to meet individually, give drishti, blessing, toli to individuals. It's not possible, because time is a very big limit for us. And therefore we say the late signboard has been put up, because those days which the children experienced during Sakar time, or even during the times when Avyakt Bap Dada used to meet individually, have gone. And now we have to meet in a gathering, whilst being in the Mudli, you know. And no chance of going up on the stage for everyone, maybe a few only. But the too late signboard has not been put up, because Baba says too late signboard means when Bap Dada's work will finish. The task of world transformation will finish. It will be time for the results to be out. And all those who have made efforts up to whatever extent, that would be the end. Just like when exams come, children study a lot, and they keep on studying till they reach the examination hall. But if somebody wants to study even after reaching the examination hall, or even after the examination paper has been given, he can't do that. It's too late now. Whatever you have studied is studied, finish. Now you have to appear for the exam. Then it will be said too late. So similarly, Baba is saying the too late signboard has not been put up, because all children are still getting three rights from the father. Which are those three rights? The murli. We have a right to the murli. Baba is speaking the murli. We all are able to listen to the murli in the gathering. So murli is our right. Secondly, Baba gives the blessings in the murli itself. From the murli itself you can get the blessing, like Baba says, Baba is looking at his holy swans. Now that's a blessing. It's a blessing which we receive at that moment from the Father, that you are a holy swan. Or Baba says, Baba is looking at his master, almighty authority children. So that's a blessing. Instant blessing. I am a master, almighty authority child. Or sometimes Baba gives different, you know, the first sentence carries a lot of blessings. Which type of children Baba is looking at? His luckiest, loveliest children, his holiest, and the richest. You know all that, you see the headings in every murli. That's the blessing. And immediately we can become intoxicated that I am blessed as a holy swan, I'm blessed as a master, almighty authority, I'm blessed as the richest, the highest, the holiest. Yes, I'm that soul. I'm the luckiest, I'm the loveliest. So Baba continues to speak the murli, that's our birthright. Baba continues to give us blessings, that's our birthright too. And Baba continues to give us toli. We do get toli in the gathering. So that's our birthright as well. But along with that, as tomorrow you will be meeting Avyakt Bap Dada, you will be hearing direct versions from Avyakt Bap Dada, you will be getting blessings directly from Bap Dada. So in order to take the maximum benefit, you have to make your stage like that. If you start questioning, well, Baba is saying, I am Master Almighty Authority, am I? And then maybe you say, oh, I don't think I am, you know? I don't think I am. Baba says, you are a holy swan, and so I don't think I am, you know? What will that be called? What will that be called? You are doubting yourself. Baba has that faith in you, but you don't have that faith in yourself. So if Baba is giving that blessing, it means you have to have that faith in you. And you have to remind yourself again and again that I am a blessed soul, I am blessed as a holy swan. And therefore, every action I do, it should be that of a holy swan. I'm a master, almighty authority child, and therefore every action I do should be that of a master, almighty authority soul. I'm not weak, I'm master, almighty authority. So that consciousness automatically makes us experience that blessing, and that blessing will give me that inner strength. Yes, I am that. And so in order to experience it, Baba has to become like us, to speak to us. Many people say, well, God can inspire from the soul world. Why does He have to come into the corporeal world? But His children are in the corporeal form, and therefore He has to take a corporeal form. And He says, my chariot is fixed. It is the chariot of Brahma Baba. So when you say that, then what's the role of Gulzar Dadi then? So Gulzar Dadi, we cannot say that she is like an official chariot. The official chariot is of course Brahma Baba. Gulzar Dadi is a medium, no doubt, but that is only for the experience of trance, that is when she goes into trance, and she is in a state of trance, and then Baba sends her soul to sleep, you know, like makes her like forget all the consciousness of this world, and Bab Dada use her body. But she does not experience anything, because we are in the corporeal form, and therefore Bab Dada have to come in the corporeal form to meet us and make us become like him. It's just like a small child wants to reach the father. It can't reach the father on its own. The father himself has to bend down in order to pick up the child and make him sit on his shoulders or make him sit on his head. But the child can't jump and sit on his shoulders and head, you know, by himself. So the father has to bend down to do that. And he makes him sit on his shoulders and maybe tell him, "Oh child, see, you're taller than me." Because he makes the child sit on his shoulders. So the child feels so intoxicated that I'm taller than my father, because his head would surely be higher than his father's head because he's sitting on the father's shoulders. But then the father has to bend down in order to make him rise. And once he makes him rise, he makes him sit on his shoulders, on his head, and the child feels intoxicated. "Oh, I'm so tall," because the father made him feel that. So Baba says that you are in the corporeal form, and I am in the incorporeal and the angelic form. Therefore, I have to first come and meet you children and take up the corporeal form in order to meet you. But through that form, I make you angelic and incorporeal, like me, Bap Dada. Now we say Bap and Dada are combined. This is the code word for the Brahmins. Code word means, which nobody else understands this word, Bap Dada. Only we can understand what it means. Literally, Bap Dada means father and grandfather together. But it can also mean father and brother, because the word Dada has two meanings. One meaning is grandfather in Hindi language, and the other meaning is Dada, or is brother in some languages. So in Hindi language is Dada, is grandfather, but in Sindhi, Bengali and many other languages in India, Dada means like an elder brother. So Brahma Baba is an elder brother for us, because he's a soul too. And we are souls and children of one Supreme Father, and Brahma Baba's soul is also the child of the Supreme Father, and therefore our brother. But then an elder brother, senior brother, and therefore we say Dada to Brahma Baba. And Bap means the father. So Shiv Baba is the father and Brahma Baba is the elder brother. But then the other way round, Brahma Baba is our father. He is our father through whom we have taken direct birth from the mouth of Brahma, from the thoughts of Brahma. Because they show in the scriptures that Brahma had two types of children. Brahma, when he created the world, he had two types of children. One were the mouth-born children and the other were the thought-born children. Mouth-born children were few, but the thought-born children were unlimited. Brahma had the thought, "I am one and let me become many." And he became many. His creation just grew through the thoughts. Or they show Brahmins coming out from the mouth of Brahma. And they were born. So the thought-born progeny are unlimited. So many Brahmins born after Brahma Baba became avyakt. And the mouth-born progeny means those who were born during his lifetime when he was in the physical form. But Baba used to say that many children will emerge. There will be a queue from Mount Abu to Abu Road, because during Sakar Baba's time, children were not many. They were maybe just in a few thousands. And now we have in hundred thousands. The centers were in just a few hundreds. And now we have in thousands. So everything has become so expanded now compared to what it was during Sakar Baba's time. So we are the progeny of Brahma. And Brahma is the child of Shiv Baba, and therefore Shiv Baba is our grandfather. So when we understand this code word Bap Dada, we do understand that Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba are combined. And in that combined form, they descend in the body of Dadi Gulzar. And Dadi Gulzar at that time is in a state of trance. But Bap Dada use her body and speak to the children. So Bap Dada is in the angelic form, coming in the corporeal form to meet the children who are in the corporeal form. But then the aim is to make the children angelic and incorporeal like the fathers. So every murli that Father Bap Dada speak, these murlis emphasize on how we can become like Bap Dada. So the difference between Shiv Baba speaking through the body of Brahma and Bap Dada speaking through the body of Dadi Gulzar is definitely visible. There are many similarities, no doubt, but many, many differences too. The biggest difference is that when Shiv Baba used to come in the body of Brahma, Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba both would speak. And when Brahma Baba would speak, we could know immediately that these are Brahma Baba's versions. For example, Brahma Baba shares his experience of his childhood days, of his bhakti days, of his, Lokik family, Lokik everything. Baba shares that. So we know now it's Brahma Baba saying it. And when Shiv Baba speaks, he speaks directly. Children, remember me. Children, I have come to purify you. Children, I have come to take you back home. Only through my remembrance can you become pure. Now, Brahma Baba is not saying this. But Brahma Baba used to hear every word of Shiv Baba. The mouth was his. Brahma Baba's ears would listen. And therefore we say Brahma Baba never missed a single murli. Never missed a single murli, because Shiv Baba would be speaking through him. And Brahma Baba would share also his efforts which he was making. We read that in Sakar Murlis, that Brahma Baba saying, "See children, I have the thought that today I will eat only in Baba's remembrance. I won't remember anyone else. But after a few morsels, I forget Baba." Sometimes Baba says, "Children, storms of Maya will come. First they will attack the engine. This engine, this is the engine, you are the carriages." So children, this one is experience, so this is Brahma Baba saying. Brahma Baba sometimes shows concern about the children not making efforts, Sometimes Baba says that Baba is not able to sleep because someone maybe created some disturbance, something, some problems children create or in any center, so Brahma Baba, they can't get sleep. So this is Brahma Baba, because after all he was a human being, he wasn't supreme. But Shiv Baba's versions will be directly, "Children, this is drama." But Brahma Baba also had one strong sanskar, and that sanskar was to be quick. He was very quick in everything. Like we see Dadi Janki, she's so quick, very quick. Whatever she wants to be done, she wants it at that moment. And all the sisters who are with her, helping her, they have to be on their toes all the time. Here, running. The same thing was with Brahma Baba too. He wanted to do everything quick. And then, now we see that sanskar even in the angelic form. That sanskar still remains. Sometimes in the angelic form, the Avyakt Muralis, we have Shiv Baba says and Brahma Baba says. Brahma Baba says, children, why don't you become perfect soon? Because see, Brahma Baba became perfect so soon. 33 years Brahma Baba took to become perfect, and from 1936 to 69, and he became perfect in 33 years. And the children are still making efforts because he was so quick. But then when Brahma Baba says, why don't the children be quick? Then Shiva Baba says, don't worry child, everything is happening according to the drama. Remember the drama. So Shiva Baba is reminding Brahma Baba of the drama. Not that Brahma Baba doesn't know the drama. He knows it will happen according to the drama. But because of the sanskara of being quick, he wants everything to happen quickly. Now, Sakar Baba, when Shiv Baba would come in his body, we could note the difference. You know, one moment Sakar Baba is playing with us, eating with us, sharing with us, chit-chatting with us, and the next moment Shiv Baba would enter. And as Shiv Baba would enter, we could feel the difference. The eyes would glow more, the face would be so radiant, the forehead would shine like anything. We could know it's not Brahma Baba now, it is Shiva Baba working through him. And even the voice would become like so, like matured, and we could feel, yes, that Shiva Baba is now speaking. Or Baba would be walking and all of a sudden Baba would stop and he would start giving drishti. We would know now it is Shiva Baba who has come in the body and is giving drishti to everyone. We could note the difference. And now, Bap Dada come in the body of Dadi Gulzar. She goes into trance. At that time when Shiva Baba used to come in the body of Brahma Baba, Brahma Baba would not go into trance. It would be anywhere, anytime. Baba would be sitting on the gaddi to speak the murli, and we could feel, yes, now Shiva Baba has come. And Shiva Baba is speaking the murli. Sometimes Brahma Baba is speaking, sometimes both are speaking, you know. It's like two people speaking through the same microphone, you know. Two people, it's like a duet. So, and Brahma Baba used to listen to the murli, and Shiva Baba would be speaking. Or sometimes Brahma Baba would speak his own churnings. But he used to say, never think that Brahma Baba is speaking, always think that Shiva Baba is speaking. So that we are remembering Shiva Baba all the time and not Brahma Baba. But when Bap Dada come in the body of Dadi Gulzar, Dadi Gulzar is not listening. She goes into trance and then she sees Bap Dada in the subtle regions, in the angelic form. And gradually she feels as if she is like gone to sleep, fallen asleep. And here in the corporeal form we see the eyes opening. That means Bap Dada have come in her body. And Bap Dada start giving drishti, and we absorb ourselves in that drishti. So, very often Gulzar Dadi says that you children are more lucky than me because I never listen to the murli. Baba sends me to sleep, and after Baba has spoken the murli, met the children, Baba comes back to the subtle regions. At that time I like wake up and I meet Baba again, and then Baba sends me to the corporeal world. And after the murli is over and she's back, and then she reads the murli. So, the difference is that Brahma Baba used to listen to Shiva Baba speaking through his mouth. But Gulzar Dadi doesn't listen. She is in a state of sleep. Not that she's in a state of meditation, not even meditation. She's in a state of sleep, like a deep sleep. That's why when she comes back, she's so fresh. We have spent 4 hours, 5 hours, 8 hours, whatever with Bap Dada, and maybe we are quite tired. But she, when she comes back, she's so fresh, as if just got up from a deep sleep, you know. That's her feeling. Many people question that, does Gulzar Dadi have to meditate or have to do some churning in order to, you know, for Shiv Baba to speak through her body, Bap Dada to speak. She doesn't have to do any churning. She is in a state of total silence. Like tomorrow she'll be in a day of silence. Because, of course, to invoke the highest authority in her body, she has very light meals and she stays in silence, doesn't go anywhere, she stays indoors and preparing for Bap Dada's visit. Not that she has to do any churning, because Bap Dada will speak. What Baba has to speak, how will she know? So many people in the beginning, they wouldn't understand. They used to think maybe Gulzar Dadi is churning something and then speaking. But then later on they realized that when Bap Dada used to speak to individuals, Bap Dada would remind them of the Sakar days when Baba had spoken something to someone, and then Baba would remind them that Baba had told you this in Sakar. Did you do it? You know, if it would have been Gulzar Dadi who would interpret, then how would she know what Sakar Baba had spoken to those children? Because she never lived with Baba. Baba used to meet his children, but then Gulzar Dadi never lived in Abu. She always lived in Delhi. She used to just come like any other sister, like Dadi Janki also would come to Madhuban for 2 days and then Baba would send her on service. The same thing with Dadi Gulzar. So those souls who stayed with Baba, of course, knew what Baba would be speaking to people. But how would she know if she interpreted anything? But so then people realize it's not her. And her sanskars are totally different from Bap Dada's sanskar, because each one is unique, each one is special. So when Bap Dada comes, how he hugs Dadiji and Dadi Janki and then calls Dadi Janki as Janak child, Janak, Kumarka, you know, Jagdish. You know, how Baba used to speak in Sakar, because Baba is the father. So father speaking to the children. Gulzar Dadi will never speak like that. She gives so much respect to the Dadis. She will never say Janak. She will say Dadi, Janak Dadi, Janki Dadi, Dadi Prakashmani. So she will say with so much respect. But Baba will say Janak child with the authority like a father. So it couldn't be Gulzar Dadi speaking anyway. So, and the biggest difference again between Sakar Murli and Avyakt Murli is that Brahma Baba was an effort maker during Sakar Murli's. And now, Brahma Baba is no longer an effort maker. You know, many people question, if it's the same Bap Dada, Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba speaking, Sakar Murli or Avyakt Murli, why such a big difference? Actually, if you go to see, there is no difference. Because the subjects are the same. Spiritual knowledge, Raj Yoga, inculcation of virtues, dharana, and service. So the subjects are the same. Subjects haven't increased in number. Or the philosophy hasn't changed. Like Baba used to say 5,000 years and Avyakt Bap Dada says 6,000 years. No. That philosophy hasn't changed. The knowledge is the same. The basics are the same. The subjects are the same. Then what is the difference which we feel when we read Sakar Murli's, Avyakt Murli's? The biggest difference is that Sakar Murli's means when Brahma Baba was in an effort maker stage. And therefore Baba used to speak so many different variety things. Also of bhakti, you know, so many things. Out of his own experience. Out of his own churnings. But then, now Avyakt Bap Dada's language is totally different, because Brahma Baba has attained perfection, become like the father. So in that perfect form Baba speaks, and Bap Dada expect the children to become like them. But sometimes we do feel the difference. These are Brahma Baba's words and these are Shiv Baba's words. Even in Avyakt Murli's, we can feel the difference sometimes, though not every time. Because Brahma Baba has become like the father, Shiv Baba. And both want the children to become perfect. But then, sometimes when Shiv Baba speaks about Brahma Baba, like in the Murli in which Baba spoke about the 10 steps of Brahma Baba, Brahma Baba's specialities. Now, Brahma Baba wouldn't say that for himself, but Shiv Baba said that for Brahma Baba. That remember during Sakar Baba's day, this is what Baba used to do. Now Shiv Baba is reminding the Dadis. Because Brahma Baba at that time is like an observer. Shiv Baba speaking about the qualities, about the attributes, the specialities of Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba won't speak about his own specialities. But Shiv Baba speaks about the specialities of Brahma Baba. But then when it comes to decorating the children with virtues, with powers, with depth of knowledge, both speak together. Because Brahma Baba has become like the father. So when we see Gulzar Dadi in front of us, if we really want to experience Bap Dada through her, we have to at that time become angelic. Feel that our body is like that of an angel. I'm in a light, body of light. And the soul is here seated. And the soul is meeting the Supreme Soul, which is in the forehead. Like Shiv Baba says that I come and sit in the forehead. Brahma Baba's soul is also in the forehead. I come and sit next to him. So this is what Gulzar Dadi used to experience whenever she used to go into trance. She used to see subtle regions and angelic Brahma Baba in light and Brahma Baba's soul and Shiv Baba's soul shining in the forehead. She used to see that. And then she used to feel that how, you know, corporeal Brahma, angelic Brahma becoming to one and both souls shining in the forehead. So if we really want to experience Bap Dada, how will we experience it? With a very, very plain intellect. I would like that tomorrow, as far as possible, observe complete silence. Complete silence. Because the more we come into sound, the more we have to make effort to become angelic. Like we see Bap Dada, when they speak, you know, Baba speaks, it is so soft, so soft. If the microphone is not placed, then nothing can be heard, even for those who are on the stage. Actually, it is more clear through the speakers than on the stage. That is why when the dadis go on the stage, they have to put on headphones. They can't hear Baba otherwise. But Baba has a microphone and those who are near the speakers, they can hear. But there's no speaker on the stage. You know, if somebody is sitting here, he can't hear me as clearly as you can hear me because your speakers are right above you. But there's no speaker on the stage. So on the stage, the clarity won't be that much as it will be in the audience. And then because Baba's voice is so soft, it's only a whisper. Once we ask Baba, Baba, why do you speak only in a whisper form? I mean, why not a normal voice? Because it's in a whisper form and therefore when the microphone is placed, it's just a whisper and the volume has to be, you know, put to full volume, because only then the sound can be heard. And because it's a soft voice which has to be amplified to its full volume, then what happens? It becomes like a distorted voice. If I speak softly, for example, you know something? It will be a distorted voice if the volume is increased. And therefore, it seems like that. Many people question, why such a sound? Because Baba speaks only a whisper. And we ask this question from Baba, Baba, why do you only whisper? Why don't you speak like a normal voice, you know? Because it's not Gulzar Dadi's voice. And so Baba says, well, that is the way it is spoken in the subtle regions. Because in the corporeal world, which is like a talky world, it is different from the angelic world. Angelic world, the world of movie. You know, before in the earlier days, there used to be movie films, movies. From this word movie has come from those days when there was no sound, just movement of lips. You know, just movement of lips. It's just like if a person is deaf, how do you speak to him? He can't hear you. It's just the actions he understands and the movement of your lips he understands. That's what, the movement of your eyes he understands, but there's no sound because he can't hear you. He's deaf. Similarly, in the angelic region, it is just the movement and the drishti and the thoughts, vibrations which are working in just a whisper. And therefore when Bap Dada comes, it's only a whisper, because coming from the subtle regions. And soul world is the world of silence. So Baba says three worlds, talky world, movie world and silence world. So Shiv Baba from the silence world comes to the movie world in the body of angelic Brahma. And then both come in the corporeal world in that angelic form and descend in the body of Dadi Gulzar. And she is in a state of trance in the angelic world. It's very interesting how Bap Dada, you know, comes. Dadi Gulzar, when she goes into trance, there's a jerk in the body because she becomes bodiless. It is very different from sleep. You know, when somebody goes to sleep and in that sleep he is maybe dreaming, but then he has no control over the body. You know, when somebody is sleeping, his head falls down sometimes, you know, it's like that, eyes are shut, he's trying to open, he can't open, he's not conscious of the surroundings, and his body is not in his control. But here, when Dadi Gulzar goes into subtle regions, the body is very much stable. But she gives like a jerk because the soul becomes bodiless. Many people question, does the soul leave the body? Well, it won't leave the body, because if the soul leaves the body will become dead, no? How can the soul leave the body? The soul is very much in the body, but it's God's gift to Gulzar Dadi to give her that gift of visions, and she is able to be in a state of trance. In that, these eyes are not seeing anything, but the mind's eye is seeing. The thoughts are working, and the thoughts are able to catch the thoughts. There are no words uttered. The only lip movement and thoughts are caught, just like in a dream. But the dream is different in the sense that person is sleeping and or maybe dozing away, and the body is not under his control at that time and is maybe watching a dream. Some people even talk in their dreams, you know. They talk loudly too. Some people walk in their dreams, you know. Some people, they scream in their dreams. That's different. But then this is not a dream, it's a trance experience. The body is very much stable, the soul is in the body, but it's a state of experiencing visions, and the mind's eye is seeing those visions. The intellect is understanding. And Dadi Gulzar is very special soul because she does not mix her own sanskars in any vision. You know, there were many trance messengers in the yajna, many. Many used to get visions, but then very often they would mix their own sanskars. But Gulzar Dadi is totally unique from all other trance messengers. And she was the first trance messenger to get a vision of the subtle regions. Before that, no one had vision of subtle regions. Brahma Baba had many visions, but not the vision of subtle regions. He did not know that his perfect form is in the subtle regions. It's only Gulzar Dadi, when she saw subtle regions, she saw the angelic Brahma Baba in that subtle region, and that angelic Brahma told her that this Brahma will become this one when he becomes perfect. And then Baba came to know that he has a perfect form in the subtle regions. And that's why his efforts became more intense in order to reach that perfect form. But Brahma Baba, he got visions of destruction, golden age, vision of Krishna, Vishnu, Shiv Baba, and all other souls who came in contact at that time got the same visions what Brahma Baba got. They used to see Krishna in Brahma Baba, they used to see Radhe or Lakshmi in Mama. You know, they used to get visions of this time, but subtle regions vision, Gulzar Dadi was the first soul. She has that privilege. And therefore, she became like a medium for Bap Dada to be in her body. So tomorrow, I would request that whole day try to observe as much silence as possible. Even if you have to speak, you may speak, but let it be only in a soft tone, or maybe you can give in writing if it is very, very important and you don't want to speak. Or if you have to speak, then even if you have to speak 10 words, sum them up in 2 words so that you don't have to speak 8 more words. And during the whole day, keep in your consciousness that today the soul is going to meet the Supreme Soul. The soul is going to meet the two greatest fathers, the father of humanity, that is Brahma Baba, and the father of all souls, that is Shiv Baba. So I'm going to meet the two almighty fathers. Therefore, Bap Dada, keep that in your consciousness. And how will the souls meet the Supreme Soul? Through these eyes, drishti. When Baba gives drishti, you know, he gives drishti around the whole hall. Wherever you may be, at that time have the consciousness, Baba is looking at me only. His eyes are looking at me only. Let that feeling come. It's just like the chatrak bird Baba speaks about, waiting for the first dew drop, waiting for the first drop of rain, whatever. So I am that chatrak bird absorbing Baba's drishti in me. Because through this drishti, these windows, the souls meet the Supreme Soul. At that time your intellect should be very, very plain. Not blank, but plain in the sense, no waste thoughts, just one thought. Soul meeting the Supreme Soul, soul meeting the highest fathers. And you'll get a beautiful experience at that time, how so many share that they at that time they don't visualize, they don't see Gulzar Dadi at all. They see just Brahma Baba. They just see light, nothing else. You know, many different types of experiences they get. But that is based on your own consciousness. What are you thinking at that time? If you are thinking, is it Shiv Baba? Is it really God? Is it this? Is it that? You are questioning. Then you will not experience anything. Or if you are saying, oh Baba, look at me, Baba, give drishti to me. You know, then also it's like you are begging. Instead, have a right. Yes, Baba is giving me drishti. I have a right to that drishti. Even if Baba is looking at the other side, but your concentration should be towards Baba's drishti, that Baba is looking at me. And then when Baba speaks the murli, the consciousness should be Baba is speaking only to me. Whatever Baba is saying, it is for me. At that time, don't have the doubt, oh, does Baba really mean what he's saying? Can it be true? Can it be right? Is it that way? If you are questioning or if you are doubting, then you cannot absorb those blessings, the versions. But with that faith and intoxication that it is no one else but the Supreme Father Himself, and I'm absorbing that within me, and I'm becoming the embodiment. When Baba says, you are a holy swan, just become conscious, I'm a holy swan, picking only pearls. I'm so pure. I'm absorbing the pure visions, versions coming from the Father. I'm becoming like the Father. I'm the Master Almighty Authority Child. I'm a pure child, a pure soul, you know, and that consciousness will enable you to absorb all that what God is sharing with me. Don't even remember any other souls. You know, many children, what they do, At that time they are remembering, oh Baba, so and so gave you love and remembrance, so and so gave you love and remembrance. Because when you left your countries, everybody must have said, give my love, remembrance to Baba, give my yatpya to Baba, give my yatpya. So probably are remembering those souls that they gave yatpya for Baba. But at that time, no need to remember any souls. Because the moment they said it, you know, that very moment, give my love and remembrance to Bap Dada, it reached Bap Dada. So, it's not that you have to tell that. Don't remember any human souls. Baba, sometimes Baba says, children tell Baba, Baba, open the lock of the intellect of so and so. That means at that time also you are remembering that person. So you don't have to remember. You just be in that highest state, and maybe if you want some souls to get that strength from Baba, then tell, okay, remember Baba, and you feel that how Baba's light is falling on that soul. Not that you tell Baba, please give it to him, but the light is already falling on that soul, because that soul needs some strength and some power, and Baba is giving that power to that soul. And I'm just an instrument making Baba give that strength to that soul. But not all the time you should be remembering human soul, because you have to take that yourself. It is for you. You have come to meet Baba to take that strength from Baba. Of course, Baba is seeing the whole world. Baba is also seeing that soul whom you want to give your sakash or your pure feelings. At that time, Baba is already giving. You take it for yourself, because you have to give to the world then. That is why Baba said in the last murli also, maybe in the murli before that, which you must have heard in your centers, or seen in the visual form in your centers, Baba said that many children, they watch Baba in their centers, in their countries, and then they say, well, I watched Baba, I heard Baba. But then coming in person is also very important. Coming yourself personally and being in front of Baba is also very important, because you get the blessings directly. And Baba says the time will come that there will be so many children that you may not have enough facilities as you are getting even now. I remember in one murli Baba said, there will be so many children that you'll have to sleep on your suitcases, because there won't be allowed to have a separate space for your suitcase. You'll have to sleep on your suitcases. You'll have to make your handbag as your pillow. You know, you may have to do that one day, because there'll be so many children coming. The number is growing, and children are coming to take the blessing. Everyone has to come. Baba sometimes says that even the prophet souls have to come. The prophet souls of every religion have to come in front of God to take the blessing, so that in the next cycle they are able to establish their religion. Otherwise at this time they are in their, tamopradhan stage, the impure stage. How will they get that purity back in order to establish the religion in the next cycle? They will take that blessing from here, from Baba. Once I remember, the Pope came to India, he came to Bombay, and Baba was in Bombay at that time. So Baba told the children that, go and meet the Pope, give him the message, and tell him about this Gyan, about the cycle, and how Christ will come again, you know, when He will come. Because Christians believe Christ will come back. But when He will come, that they don't know. They think He will come and uplift the dead, or, you know, take the souls back to heaven or whatever. They think in this way. But Baba says, no, no prophet soul can take the souls back like that, because every prophet soul has come down the ladder. The Supreme Father Himself has to come to take the souls back. But then those souls who are of the different religions, who are in their now lowest form, they need the strength from God. So someone asked Baba, will the Pope ever recognize Baba? Baba said he may not recognize. But then they said, but will the Pope come to Baba? Baba said, why the Pope, even the Father has to come. His Father means the soul of Christ also has to come to take the inspiration from the Father. So this is why Baba says, you are at the roots of the tree and you have to serve all the religions because you are the foundation. All the other branches have come from this foundation. The seed is only one. And Baba is giving the true knowledge which then spreads in different forms and different religions at different times, leading to establishment of different religions at different times. But the essence is being given by God Himself now. Many people question how to have this faith. Well, whatever God is praised as, ocean of knowledge, ocean of peace, ocean of love, ocean of happiness, whatever praise we give to God, that praise God comes and performs in His actions at this time. How that Supreme Father is the ocean of knowledge, the knower of the three aspects of time. When Baba speaks, He doesn't only speak of the present. He speaks of the future in such a way as if it is happening in the present. Baba speaks about that. What will come? Baba speaks in such a way, like yesterday you were watching that film, you know, the scientists telling about the future. But then they were so vague. I mean, they didn't have that much confidence. Maybe, quiet, think so, you know, like that. But when Baba speaks, he speaks with that confidence as if he is watching that the future happening in the present, because he is aware of all the three aspects of time, just like we are aware of the present, the knower of the three aspects of time. The ocean of love, he showers his love upon the children. The ocean of joy, happiness, you can see from Baba's face, always in that blissful state, in that loveful state, in that powerful state. So all these qualities are revealed. And when we are able to experience those qualities, we also follow and attain the same stage, just as Baba attains. See, everything, anything happen, how Baba is so peaceful, so loving, so full of feelings. So I have to be the same, totally stable, unshakable, immovable, with complete faith, complete determination, complete love. So I have to be in that state like the Father. So just as we could see from Brahma Baba, now we can see from Avyakta Bap Dada. So that's what our stage has to be. So tomorrow, I would say, make your intellect very plain. And be ready to absorb whatever Baba tells you and become that. No questions, no doubts, nothing to think negative about. No, just being positive, being ready to absorb, being ready to become the embodiment of whatever Baba wants you to become. Okay? Are you ready for that? Yes? All are ready for it? Okay, thank you. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Okay? Nearly 10 o'clock. So sleep with that consciousness in sweet dreams. Maybe Bap Dada comes in your dreams tonight. And Bap Dada tells you what he's going to speak tomorrow. Who knows? Yes, some share that experience also. But you sleep with that love for the Father, that you are meeting the Father after 5,000 years. Although it is nothing new, but still it is the newest experience which you had in every 5,000 years, but in this cycle, the first one.